This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Judges at the International Criminal Court ruled Thursday prosecutors can go ahead with an investigation into atrocities committed by all parties in the war in Afghanistan. The prosecutor warns to look more closely at the actions of U.S. forces, Afghan forces, and Taliban fighters during the conflict that began in 2001. The presidents of Turkey and Russia sat down for talks in Moscow today, aimed at ending hostilities in northwestern Syria, involving their forces along with proxies that threaten to pit Turkey against Russia in a direct military conflict. Both leaders underlined the need to reach agreement at the start of the Kremlin talks. Vladimir Putin said they need to work out steps to end fighting and prevent damage to bilateral relations. People around the world are bracing for months of disruptions from the coronavirus. Its unrelenting spread has caused ballooning infections, economic fallout, and sweeping containment measures. Australia's government says it is banning travel from South Korea by those who aren't Australian citizens or permanent residents. This follows Australia's second confirmed death from the virus. Phil Mercer has more from Sydney.
The woman, Australia's second coronavirus victim, died Tuesday at a facility in Sydney. Another elderly resident at the aged care centre has also tested positive for the virus. A 78-year-old man died in Perth at the weekend. He was a passenger on board the Diamond Princess cruise ship that was on lockdown in the Japanese port of Yokohama before being flown home. The number of COVID-19 infections in Australia has risen sharply in recent days. Phil Mercer for VOA News. Sydney.
For more information on the coronavirus, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. OPEC is facing hard business decisions in the face of the accelerating virus outbreak. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The oil-producing countries of the OPEC cartel are considering slashing output to contain a plunge in prices that has been worsened by concerns about the virus outbreak's disruption to the world economy. Oil ministers from the group's 14 countries are gathering in Vienna as energy producers were taking a hit from a 25% slide in crude prices since January. Some analysts predict the cartel will agree to slash production by 1 million barrels a day on top of existing cuts. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The head of the UN's food agency is warning of absolute devastation in Africa and parts of the Middle East in coming months if wealthier nations grappling with an economic downturn linked to the coronavirus don't step up aid efforts in countries in need. David Beasley, head of the World Food Program, says the convergence of several crises could further destabilize conflict-scarred regions. U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren is reassessing her campaign after a not-so-super Tuesday for her presidential campaign. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
After a dismal Super Tuesday showing that included a loss in her home state of Massachusetts, Senator Elizabeth Warren is reassessing her bid for the Democratic presidential nomination. Warren failed to finish higher than third in any of the 14 Super Tuesday states. An aide speaking on condition of anonymity tells the AP Warren met with staffers and campaign advisors Wednesday. The Democratic presidential field is quickly whittling down. Just before Super Tuesday, Senator Amy Klobuchar and Pete Buttigieg dropped out. On Wednesday, billionaire Mike Bloomberg exited. All three have endorsed former Vice President Joe Biden. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Looking ahead, six more U.S. states vote next Tuesday in the marathon chase for the Democratic presidential nomination, with the top two candidates, former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, dueling to gain an edge. A U.S. federal court has sentenced a man from the state of Missouri to nearly 20 years in prison for participating in what he thought were preparations for a terror attack with members of the Islamic State group. Robert Lorenzo Hester pleaded guilty in September to charges of attempting to provide material support to a terrorist group. A new scientific study shows climate change was 30% more likely to have triggered the recent devastating bushfires in Australia. The study was conducted by an international group of scientists for World Weather Attribution, an independent agency that analyzes the possible influence of climate change on extreme weather events. More than 19 million hectares were destroyed during Australia's latest wildfire season, which also killed 34 people and more than 1 billion animals. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.